You're listening to The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Just a small town girl.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day. Now this song will be in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you to Mike C. He's sending that out to his papa. Don't Stop Believing from Journey. You're going to meet my papa. You're going to meet Papa Kurtz. A half hour from now, not even, he's going to be joining us after the 10 o'clock news right here in studio at 87 George Street. Also online, by the way, I put this question up. It managed to get the same amount of responses as the other questions that we have right now, which is significant, except it did that within its first 10 seconds of being up. Here it is. Jim Watson has invited the Raptors to forget the White House for that victory lap. Come to Ottawa on Parliament Hill so Canada can congratulate you. Yes or no? Do you want to see the NBA champions come to Ottawa for their victory lap instead of going to the White House first? So, sure. Go visit Donald Trump. But do that second. Come here first. You're our team. You're Canada's team. And so what if that's an American tradition to go to the White House? You're the first Canadian team to win an NBA championship. It is on you to start a new tradition. How about that? I think I have not seen one person who is against this. But you tell me. You could tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz. Right now, I want to introduce you to a woman whom I met by somebody else's excitement from meeting her. Brianna Jackson, our Bell Media Weekender, came to me and said, you have to invite her on the show and get her before Ellen DeGeneres does, because Ellen DeGeneres is going to be getting her. So you know what? In your face, Ellen DeGeneres. I often take Ellen's guests after she's had them. I'm getting her guest first. This is a woman whose kindness has been spread and spread in a very different way. With socks. What am I talking about? I will let her explain it to you. She is an Ottawa woman from the Sock Project, bringing awareness to autoimmune and chronic illness. Jessica Baird, welcome to The Goods.
Good morning, and good morning, Ottawa.
When I reached out to you, you were very enthusiastic. You got back to me right away. Like this. You live a tough life, but you have a lot of enthusiasm for it.
Thank you. Yes, I live my life every day with an autoimmune disease that they call ankylosing spondylitis.
Dare anyone to say that.
Yes. That's why we use the acronym AS. Mm-hmm. Do not get that mixed up with MS, mm-hmm. because they are two different conditions.
So what does this mean for you on a day-to-day basis?
AS affects me primarily with pain, mm-hmm. And fatigue. It is degenerative. It affects my SI joints and my spine. Mm-hmm. It can lead to fusions in the spine. It can also lead to other issues with your joints, swelling and pain. It can cause continuous infections. But there are really great treatments out there in our society. There's no cure currently for AS, but they do use different things like biologics, such as Humira or Remicade, as well as methotrexate, which is a chemo drug. And all of these drugs are used to slow the immune system down from attacking itself.
We're hearing more and more about these autoimmune disorders, diseases coming up lately. You have to wonder, you know, what is in our air? What is in the pollutants? What is in the food we eat? Because more and more our bodies are like attacking themselves.
That's right. They believe that AS is a genetic disease. However, looking at other things such as Crohn's or colitis, which is also in the family of AS, they're not quite sure if it is entirely connected to genetics and if it is linked to our pollutants and our food.
So how in the world do you take something like this where you're living in, you know, pain, it could be on a daily basis depending on the day, how do you turn this into kindness for so many other people and with socks?
Great question.
Because I have to say, I will, before you even answer, I want to say thank you for this, because I love socks. And the reason why I love socks is because they cover feet, and I hate feet. I hate it. Is one of my phobias. Other people have maybe arachnophobia or claustrophobia. I have I have podiaphobia. Is that what we may call it? Podiaphobia. We will now. So, Jessica, how in the world do you come up with this idea to spread kindness with socks?
I was working as a teacher, and I had to end my job because I was too sick to work. And people kept asking me, how can we help? How can we help? And my community in this city really came together. And I said, I'm going to do a challenge just for fun. And I want you to send me fun, silly socks. And I will wear a different fun pair every day of the year. So send me 365 pairs and we'll see how we do. Well, that community took off running and I wound up with thousands and thousands of socks. And it was just an emotional, creative idea. My creative teacher brain kicked in and I said, yeah, let's try this out and see what happens. And now I'm here doing what I'm doing with the socks. And now I decided that because I got so many, why not start giving them out to people who are suffering any sort of illness or challenges or successes to brighten their day and keep them going and understand that Ottawa is a great community of people.
Or successes? I had to. I am sorry. My apologies. This happens sometimes. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. And Jessica Baird is from The Sock Project. She started this. She's bringing awareness to autoimmune and chronic illness. And she did it through these socks. You are so proud of this. You have a name tag on you that says who you are. And you're the founder of The Sock Project.
Yes, I'm extremely proud of myself.
Do people call you the sock lady?
Yes, all the time.
Of course they do.
Yes, they never know what my name is. They always refer to me as the sock person. And then afterwards, they'll be like, do you actually have a name? I'm like, yes, I do.
That's why she wears it on her. I'm surprised that that badge is not in the shape of a sock. But when people started receiving these socks from you, this is where the kindness spread to a point. I mean, you could be teaming up, if you got your passport, with Imagine Dragons. You're going to be visiting Ellen. So how did these kindnesses from your socks resonate so much so with people that it's attracting attention from celebrities?
That's a really good question, Dahlia. However, I think it comes back to the community in that my wonderful friend Kayla wrote into the Ellen Show, and that now we're moving forward with that because she believes that this is a kindness that needs to be continuously spread globally. And the Imagine Dragons, I've made a connection with them because Dan Reynolds and Mac Reynolds both suffer ankylosing spondylitis. It's a well-known fact that the world knows that they live with this condition. They are actually moving around the world and talking to people on YouTube with their project hashtag this AS Life Live, and speaking to people about their experiences with AS and what they are doing to spread awareness, because it is fairly rare. It's primarily mostly common in men. It's very rare for women to get. However, that being said, I would like to see that proven more amongst my design of socks that I am creating with McGregor Socks. And the money from the socks that I'm creating with McGregor Socks will go into autoimmune research.
So who would think that having an autoimmune problem that makes your life painful and difficult would end up spreading kindness, would end up taking you in a direction, having conversations with celebrities and teaming up with them in order to spread kindness? When you sit back and you even hear me say that, so this is coming from an external, it's not just inside your head, what goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, physically, my heart is racing and I'm holding back tears right now talking to you. But at the same time, I think I've also accepted it as my soul and who I am and just riding out the wave and encouraging people to live out their soul and be who they are, because we are all filled with so much goodness, and that we can spread that goodness if we take some time to just sit back and think.
There is a science to kindness, and it is absolutely contagious. And now that you're in this position where you see how socks are doing that, can you see the contagious nature of kindness?
Absolutely.
What does it come down to for you when it spreads? What do you see spreading the kindness?
I think an example of that would be when I give people socks, first of all, for them, they kind of step away and we both go our separate ways when I meet somebody on the street. But I'll receive an email or a message from them maybe a couple weeks later and say, look, I actually met somebody else with illness and I decided that I don't need these socks as much and I've decided to take them off my feet and give them to someone else. So now we're walking a mile in each other's feet, footsteps.
It's a lot.
Yes. But for me, I take from it, I just kind of have to step away, go for a little walk, calm down, and then realize that, yes, this is still goodness. Because sometimes I get a little bit caught up in the moment and I kind of feel like, is this what I'm doing? Is this good? Is this good? But then when I take a moment and step away and I receive these emails afterwards, I'm like, okay, good. Yes, my point is being proven.
Do you ever reread those emails?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So Jessica Barrett is from the Sock Project, but it's more about that. It's about spreading kindness with these socks. She took something that was very difficult in her life physically, and I imagine emotionally, to deal with this as well. And she's trying to make other people's lives better to the extent where now the queen of kindness, Ellen DeGeneres, has invited her on her show. So what is your plan for when you go to Ellen? You have to show up with some pretty incredible socks.
Yes, but I do have some pretty incredible socks.
Well, then that's absolutely perfect. What are Ellen DeGeneres socks? What do you feel that those look like?
I think they're yellow and black stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And because she always takes the darkness and turns it into light for every individual in our world. So
I think that's a pretty good answer. That's pretty good. I think that she's going to like that.
But I also have to provide dinosaur socks because ankylosing spondylitis is also known as the dinosaur disease because of the ankylosaurus and how the disease causes you to walk in a funny way that the ankylosaurus walked. And so I always wear dinosaur socks to represent my dinosaur disease. And in fact, I'm actually wearing a pair of dinosaur socks today. But I would like to bring those with me. And I also hope to bring those if this all works out for the Imagine Dragons trip.
One, I did not notice you walking in any sort of different way when you came in here. All I noticed was your smile. I think that's what people are going to notice first. And yes, let's help you get this passport because you're supposed to go work with the Imagine Dragons on tour here. And you can't get your passport right now.
Yes, it's in Utah, in Salt Lake City, is where the Love Loud Festival will take place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have recently moved. I misplaced my birth certificate. And now we're trying to get the passport. But we need the birth certificate reinstated. So if there's any government people out there listening.
I think there are government people in Ottawa. I am pretty sure that I don't think I could find a person other than perhaps you who doesn't work for the government here in Ottawa. We all work for the government, don't we? In fact, we worked for the government until June 14th because that was Tax Freedom Day. So that means all of the money that you earned until June 14th, you are a government employee. This woman deserves her special little birth certificate so that we could send her off to Imagine Dragons so they could help continue to spread kindness. Biggest lesson that you've learned then from this tough point in your life, what is it?
To love loud and love louder and keep loving.
Well, I think that you are fully prepared now to go on to the Ellen DeGeneres show since you've already hit the penultimate here on the goods. So you're just going to, Ellen DeGeneres, that's going to be no problem for you now. Millions of people will be watching you on TV and your
and then
socks.
You'll all be asking me to send them socks and that's no problem because we have plenty.
Imagine how much kindness is going to come from that. Jessica Baird, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dahlia.
If
people want to find the Sock Project, what do they need to know, my dear?
You can find us on line through Google, and the website is the Sock Project Webnode. You can also find us on Instagram, the_sock_project, as well as on Facebook, The Sock Project.
And when you see Ellen, tell her thanks for continually having our Ottawa people on your show because she really seems to like Ottawa. She should come to Ottawa, maybe with the Raptors. They could all celebrate.
That would be great.
Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dahlia. Living and loving loud. I love it. Still ahead. You know who's joining here after 10 o'clock news? No, you don't. Yes, you do. Well, you know if you already heard me tell me. You don't know just yet. It's going to be my dad. My dad is going to be joining right here on 580 CFRA. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. More about should the Raptors come to Ottawa instead of the White House. That's next.
Kills me, makes me feel alive. Baby,